Now imagine what some of the underlying strings might be. I am tired. Many things tire me. I am crying. I long for death. Death is restful. Death would end my tiredness, and so on. Now, all of these strings, and more, have been transformed by deletion, conjoining, permutation, and so on, into my extrapolated sentence, and then retransformed by the same rules of deletion and so on, plus Shakespeare's genius, into one single line, tired with all these, for restful death I cry. You see, the whole process is one of creativity, the big push, the metaphorical leap. We might try to visualize this process by a chart, a sort of ladder of ascending hierarchy, at the bottom of which lie A, all those basic elements, units of information, including everything from a morpheme to a word. Now, certain of these elements are then chosen by the creative will to express a concept, and out of these arise B, deep structure, those underlying strings we know so well, which by transformational rules generate C, a surface structure such as a prose sentence. And then finally, taking the metaphorical leap by reapplying transformational rules, we attain D, our aesthetic surface or poetic utterance.